big-time calories from holiday foods. Well, I'm here to tell you to not skimp on the turkey and gravy, or turn down that slice of pie. Enjoy the grub feast, and don't have any regrets this year. All 3,000 calories of it, in which most Thanksgiving dinners consist of. Work up an appetite, then work off that calorie-heavy meal before and after the meal with a nice calorie burn workout. Every year, we say we're going to monitor what we eat and only have one plateful during Thanksgiving. But we end up laid out on the couch with one pant button undone, feeling like that stuffed turkey. So, I'm saying it again, go enjoy that meal. Let's not go too overboard, though, with the servings. You still want to be aware of what you're putting in your mouth, and be aware of that tasty eggnog. Now, you will need to do some work to enjoy that meal guilt-free. The weeks leading up to the big meal, try putting in a few extra days, and maybe a few two-a-days. Do a workout in the morning, and add another sometime during the day. Try weight training early, then ending the day with some cardio. Another thing you can do to burn a few extra calories is to park further away from the mall while you're doing your holiday shopping. And before you leave the mall, take an extra lap around to burn a few extra calories. Now, when it comes to the big day, make sure to get a pre-meal workout and burn off some major calories. The days after the big feast, create a special workout day. Mine is on Tuesdays, and I call it Trim the Fat Tuesday. So, enjoy the holidays guilt-free by putting in the extra work necessary to avoid that 12-pound weight gain over the holidays. For KCR, I'm Colin Johnson.